Trent Lott Country, yes. We got an email from Trent Lott Country, but what they want to do...
Could you imagine this guy coming on television and apologizing? You know what cracks me up? We know the apology means nothing because we know there's a lot of people that think like you do and appreciated what you said.
No doubt. Or he wouldn't have said it.
Right. So why don't you just come on like a man and say, listen, I said it, I mean it, and let the chips fall the way they fall. Why come in and deny it when we know down deep in your heart you really don't mean it?
Well, I think I have an answer for you, Tony. He was feeling all loosey-goosey at that little function.
Yeah, they were drinking a little of that moonshine. Yeah.
And you know what happens? When you're surrounded by people who are like-minded, and it wouldn't have been for us, but for him, all his buddies were in the room, the Strom Thurmond fan club, right? He probably started getting the effect of that booze going to his head, and his ego swelled a little bit, and he made that next logical step. Yeah, it would have been better if we had, you know, no Jackie Robinson or whatever.
Come on.
And he you know what? That was a window to his heart. That's what was inside. I mean, clearly, he spoke the truth for himself at that moment.
You know, we live in such a hypocritical society that it cracks me up. It just cracks me up. There's nothing wrong with you being prejudiced. If you're prejudiced, say you're prejudiced and go on with life. Because down deep, people know you are. But be a man and say, I am, I feel this way, and that's the way it is, and go on. Don't worry about it. Nobody's going to shoot you.
Well,
unless you're in Harlem some night and calling, saying something you shouldn't be saying.
Well, I don't know if they're not going to shoot him, but it's still 50-50 on whether he's going to get yanked from that majority
leader
position. Yeah, who cares? Well, Trent Lott cares, I guess. You know, he wants to cover both bases.
Right.
This is how cynical I think he might be. I was talking about this when you were MIA. It's possible that deep in the recesses of his mind, he thought, yeah, I'll bolster by saying this and later apologizing. It'll be nudge,
yeah,
wink.
That's a political routine.
Yes, because the 15 or 20% of the people down there, or wherever it is, who say, yeah, he's our man, will come out and vote for me in droves next time. And then the other 80% of the people who need to be apologized to, most of them will be brought back. Most of them don't vote for him anyway, so who cares? So it's a net gain for him, right?
You know, the facts are this. If you're prejudiced, you live with it, and that's that. These hypocrites. You know, I was so ashamed of Don Imus this morning. I mean, number one, he looks like a hillbilly with the cowboy hat on. He looks more like Gabby Hayes every day.
He's got a definite image problem.
Right. He is definitely, believe me, whatever drugs he took, he must have slipped because they must have put something in what he was taking. Anyway, he's got to get off this bandwagon because, you know, Don, you come from the sticks of New Mexico, wherever the hell that is. You're a shit kicker. We have no problem with that. Those type of people are part of the American West. They're great people. But don't come on like you're hep that you're knocking this guy like, and then they use initials. This is the new version. Nobody wants to use the phrase, so they come up, well, I never use the N-word. Come on, Don, you use the N-word just like everybody else used it in life. If you used it, you use it, no big deal. You know, that's life. But don't apologize because let me tell you something. Anytime I use a derogatory term, I meant it. Because if I didn't mean it, I wouldn't have said it. And I'm not apologizing for it. I mean, these people, everybody wants to be perfect.
You know what you're going to do from now on the Tony DelVecchio show, we're not going to use camel hump pumper anymore. We're going to say C.
Yeah, right. We're
all
say
you
C.
C's
everybody's
out there.
Know. You know, we've got to get away. People are not stupid. They're not as gullible as a lot of these entertainers and a lot of these sportscasters and radio DJs, whatever the hell titles they have. The people are not that stupid. You don't have to come on and apologize or take it an issue like you want to gain the black support. The blacks know who's for them and they know who's against them. You don't have to. I mean, Don Imus cracks me up. Cracks me up. If you were so for what you were claiming this morning, I don't see no brothers in your studio working every day. Come on, give me a break.
And then we get, you're right, Tony, then they get into this whole thing.
Yeah.
It was a mistake of the head, not of the heart. Or was it a mistake of the heart, not of the head? Or was it a mistake of the left pinky toe? You know, who cares?
You know,
it was no
something.
Mistake.
Yeah, you know, prejudice is something you have in your heart. If it's there, it doesn't go away.
And if it does go away, it's going to take a long time. It's not going to be over the weekend because your political consultants spoke to you and said, go out there and apologize. Will change nothing.
I never apologize. I don't plan on apologizing. Whatever I said and called people when I said it, I meant it. and I'm never going to take it back. Because if I didn't mean it, what the hell did I say
it for? The only thing Tony apologizes for, if you run over somebody's shrubs, that's different.
That's exactly right. If I step on, you know, if I pull some cherries off a cherry tree and I take a little more than I should, then I apologize.
Well, a couple times you hit a guy a little too hard, right? That's different.